This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 498,000 people have died from COVID-19, more than 125,000 in the United States. The number of infections globally is approaching 10 million, 2.5 million in the U.S. Arizona, Florida, and three other U.S. states recorded daily highs for cases of COVID-19 Saturday. In Arizona alone, health officials reported another 30,500 confirmed cases. Hospitals there have begun activating surge plans to increase their capacity for treating patients. Leaders from around the world joined a global fundraising event organized by Global Citizen and the European Commission, aimed at raising billions of dollars needed to ensure widespread availability of coronavirus testing and treatment worldwide. About a dozen potential COVID-19 vaccines are in early stages of testing. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that only a spirit of unity and solidarity can defeat the virus. The event featured a concert featuring a host of major artists. It also saw the political leaders highlight the disproportionate impact that COVID-19 is having on marginalized communities. Britons may be able to take a summer holiday after all, as the country prepares to ditch its 14-day quarantine for people arriving from countries it sees as low risk. An official travel advice warning against all but essential travel outside Britain will be eased for some countries and regions. The changes will happen in 2 weeks' time, all being well. An expert panel will put nations into red, amber, and green categories depending on the risk. Passengers arriving from green and amber countries will no longer have to quarantine themselves for 14 days after arriving. The countries falling into these categories should be announced sometime next week. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.